Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you for listening. And we are just coming off the heels of having the beautiful, lovely, talented Barbara Eden. And then we're graced tonight with another fantastic talent, Mr. Ronnie Schell from Gomer Pyle, most notably known for Gomer Pyle, but he's done everything. But before we start, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntec Productions, Winoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and we are welcoming to our family GenieBottles.com. These are the folks who make the I Dream of Genie bottle, and they were kind enough to donate a Genie bottle to one of our lucky callers, listeners, on Thursday when we have Barbara Eden on. So, on the phone, I have with me, my God, actor, comedian, voiceover artist, you name it, he's been in it, and I welcome to the show, Mr. Ronnie Schell. Thank you so much, sir.
Joanne, it's my pleasure, and coincidentally, Barbara Eden is from my hometown, San Francisco.
Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, my.
Yeah. In fact, I worked with her last year. She did a personal appearance at a convention I was at, and we chatted about restaurants in San Francisco in the old days.
Oh, well, she was a pleasure. Oh, my goodness. What a thrill to speak to her. You have no idea. But
she looks great.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's right. I said to her, I said, you really are a genie because you do not age. You are timeless. You must really be a genie because, I mean, she is gorgeous. She really is.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Amazing. Well, let me ask you this, Ronnie. I mean,
sure.
most people know you from Gomer Pyle playing Duke Slater, but you have been in just about everything that we have watched growing up, and everything that we watched growing up is about hitting the 50th anniversary this year. So
that's right.
Yeah. Now, is it true that you're the only survivor of Gomer Pyle at this time?
I am the only. Let me think. Yes, I'm the only living survivor of the show that of the featured performers, featured actors. We lost Jim, I guess, last year, and we lost Frank Sutton, who played the sergeant early on, actually. Mm-hmm. We lost him right after the end of the series. A series that lasted 5 years, and I'm very proud to say that it was never out of the top 10 in the Nielsen ratings.
Oh, it was a great show. I mean, I still watch it when it comes on. You know.
Well, our reviewers from the big cities like New York, Chicago, and L.A. weren't that hot for it because it was a family type show.
Right.
But I was proud of it. And now there's a brand new book out, the first book of its kind, about the history of the show called Gomer Says Hey.
Yeah, and that's your book, correct?
Yeah, I did the foreword, and a lot of pictures, and it has the whole history of the show. I found out things I didn't know when I was doing the show.
Really?
But it was fun. We really had a great time.
I have to ask you now. I know we're talking about you, but I have to ask you about Jim Nathan.
I don't care.
Now before, Andy Griffith was really his first role on, right, major role on TV, and then
he got the
spinoff to Gomer Pyle. Now, was he singing first, or what?
Yes.
When he sang, I couldn't believe it was the same person.
I know. Well, what happened was he started, he was singing, you know, back east, but he never did anything big. And then he went to San Francisco and he started working at a club that I used to work in called the Purple Onion. It was quite popular.
Uh-huh.
And I went to see him one night, and he was amazing. You know, he had this great voice and then talked, you know, like a hayseed. And I said, I don't know what you do, but whatever you do it great.
We got to
know each other. And then he started working a place called The Horn in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Andy came in to see him and immediately hired him for the Andy Griffith Show.
Right. And you also did a couple spots.
Yeah, I did. I did two or three episodes of it. And I was lucky enough to, where we filmed Gomer Pyle, they also filmed the Andy Griffith Show and That Girl with Marlo Thomas, which I played her agent.
I remember
so,
you played her agent.
Yeah, I would go from one studio to the next. It was a fun time.
You didn't have to go too far, which was good. I have to ask you now, you originally wanted to be a baseball player.
Baseball player, yes. I played baseball from the time I was a kid up until I played my first year in college. I played first base and outfield for the College of Marin, which is up in Northern California, and I was lucky enough to lead the team in hitting, and I thought I was going to go on to great things. And then I went into the draft came along, and so I decided to escape that by joining the Air Force, and then I played 2 years in the Air Force. But then by the time I got out, I wasn't major league material. I could hit well, but I was slow of foot. And when you're I was short in those days, and when you're short, you got to be a speed demon.
Right. Well, if you were to get to that point, what team would you have liked to have been playing on in the majors?
Which team?
Yeah.
It really didn't matter to me. I was a Yankee fan, and I was also a San Francisco Giant fan. But I just liked to play baseball. I was a big Pacific Coast League fan, which was prior to the big leagues coming to the West Coast. And so I was really more hot in enjoying the works of the San Francisco Seals, which started Joe DiMaggio and his brother, Dominic, a lot of guys.
Wow.
But those were my teams.
Yeah. Well, you got to tell me about the team that you created, the reruns. Who was on it and who did you guys play against?
Okay. This is later on. This is in the, I think, the early 70s. I was still, you know, doing concerts as a comedian, and I was still working Vegas once a year. I worked in Vegas for 50 years, once a year. And then during that time, I played softball. And so in the Encino, I lived in Encino, California, in the San Fernando Valley, and there was a league there, and a men's league, Encino men's league. And so I decided to get up a team and join the Encino men's league. And I was the manager, and also I played first base, and I'll give you the lineup in a minute, but we played 10 years in a row, and we actually were usually in last place. But no, we were. My fellow athletes weren't that good. But we finally won the 10th year, and then we gave it up. But I will give you a little taste of the lineup, and you tell me. We had Harvey Korman, right field.
Wow.
terrible athlete, terrible. But the funniest human being that ever lived. Let's see. I had three good pitchers. I had John Beiner, you know, the Canadian.
I think he's
still around.
Yes, he is.
And Martin Mull.
Oh wow.
And I can't remember the third one. We had those are my pitchers, and I played for and Jack Riley from the Bob Newhart show played Mr. Craw.
Yep.
Also a terrible athlete, but a great guy. And
their acting skills couldn't be put to acting like a baseball player.
No. We did have some ringers. We had one year Steve Yeager, who played for the Dodgers as a catcher, and he had retired, and he heard about our team and wanted to play on our team. So he played shortstop for us, and that was a job. Because when he threw the ball from shortstop to first base, it practically singed your whole hand because I was the first baseman.
Yeah,
we had him. We had a lot of Freddie Willard. Remember Fred Willard?
Yeah, Fred Willard. Yep.
Just passed away.
Yes.
He was our left fielder and a very good left fielder. He was a good athlete.
Yeah,
so those were and the rest were, yeah. And those were some of the guys I had. I had a lot of guys that would come on and play one or two games and then
But you didn't play against other celebrities. It was just a regular.
No. We were the only celebrity. We were the only celebrity team. However, once a year, because Tim Conway was a friend of all of ours, and he never actually played for me, but he was a friend of Harvey's and mine, and once a year he was a horse nut, horse racing nut, and he would get once a year put on a big benefit out at the racetrack, and I would organize the team for him. So that was nice. We did that, I think, two or three years in a row. And we had some big celebrities, Jerry Van Dyke people like that. It was fun.
Well, did you notice that when you were playing that more people came to see the games when you played against another team?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had bigger crowds.
I'm sure. I wanted to ask you, now you were doing stand up at the Hungry Eye in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Were you doing the duo at that time, or you were doing solo at that time?
Oh no! I started as a duo with a guy named a Canadian kid named. Oh golly, he's going to kill me.
Ask you who the other part of your.
We were at San Francisco State College and we formed a comedy team, I'll think of his name in a minute. But we played one gig, and that was a place called Fax in San Francisco, after that I had an offer to go single, at a. The Purple Onion, which I the aforementioned Purple Onion, Pete Garrett, that was his name, Pete Garrett. And Pete said, I don't mind, go ahead and do it. And that's when I broke up and went single and started working at the Purple Onion. The night I auditioned at the Purple Onion, we had the rest of the bill was Phyllis Diller.
Oh, wow.
And the Kingston Trio. And so we had ready-made audiences for 5 months. We stayed there for 5 months.
Did you actually see Joan Rivers perform there? I think she went there a lot as well, no? Or
not that I know of. I did know Joan quite well. In fact, in her first book, I can't remember the name of. She mentions me as a contributor to her early career. I love Joan. She was sensational.
She was great. I know.
But don't get in her bad side. She could tear you apart.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that being a contestant on Groucho Marx, You Bet Your Life, was your official big break or no?
Yes, that was my first one. I forgot about that. What happened was, I'm at the Purple Onion, and the producer of the Groucho Marx show, You Bet Your Life, John Goodell, sent George Fenneman. Remember George Fenneman? He was the announcer for.
Yes.
Well, he was from San Francisco too, and so he sent Phyllis. He sent George up to San Francisco to try to get Phyllis to come and do the show, You Bet Your Life. And he nabbed her for guest appearance. And while he was there, he liked what I did. And he said, would you like to do it? And I said, sure. So that's how I got on the show. So it was Phyllis first. And then I think 2 weeks later, then I got on and did the show. I made $600. I guess the secret word and the duck came down, table. Never forget that. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my network stuff.
Wow. And where'd you go after that? What was your first role after?
Well, after that, I was probably working mostly nightclubs. And then I had a chance to tour for money, good money, I might add in those days, with the Kingston Trio as their opening act.
Oh, isn't that great?
And they were the hottest folk group in the country at that time.
Exactly.
Including a cover on Life magazine. And they made Tom Dooley and Where Have All the Flowers Gone and all that kind of stuff. And so I toured with them for a year and a half off and on. And during that time, my future manager saw me at one of the concerts and said, I think I'd like to get you on the show of Gomer Pyle. And I said, well, I've seen him. I saw him. He said, well, let me see if I can get you an audition. He got me an audition, and that's how I got it.
And the rest was history, as they say, right? Wow.
Huh?
And I said, the rest is history, as they say.
The rest is history.
Right,
I was the manager, my manager at that time, and was my manager till he retired, was Dick Link. And Dick Link handled Andy Griffith and Jim Nabors and me and Ken Berry and Frankie Avalon and a couple other people. And so I was lucky in that sense. And,
that's great. That's
yeah.
Great. Well, I remember growing up watching, and in the 70s, you like ruled commercials. You were in like every other.
Yeah.
But one I specifically remembered was always the Wesson Oil with Florence Henderson.
Yes.
I don't know why, but that one
that.
That one just always stuck with me. I don't know why, but
well, you know, Joanne, I was always proud of that because when we did it, she didn't. It wasn't in the script to say Ronnie, and she did. She said, "Well, Ronnie, if you ever see it, I did two of them, with her, and well, that was I was in those days. I was sort of the prince of the commercials around Hollywood.
Right.
I can't think of anybody that did more than me.
I know. Like I said, it was like you were on. I remember you seeing you on many. I mean, car commercials. And,
oh,
I mean,
many.
Yeah.
And then I was on the West Coast. I was a spokesman for an airline, Pacific Southwest Airline, for 10 years.
Oh wow!
I did all their commercials and got a free pass to fly with them and. Most of my commercials were national, though. Like you said, I mentioned Ford. Yeah, Toyota. We did a series of commercials that were on for a couple of years. I don't know if you'd recall, for the Dodge dealers, and what happened? Someone would say something, and I'd pop up and say, "Did somebody say deal?"
Right,
and,
I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had that for 3 years. I did that for 3 years. That was fun. Mm-hmm. So, I had my fill.
I didn't know that you did voiceovers for cartoons. Well, now I got to ask you, what came first? Was it Peter Puck or was it the Hanna-Barbera?
Peter Puck.
And now how did you land that? How did you get – well, your voice was great for TV. So.
I don't recall specifically. I just remember that NBC wanted to do a series of animated commercials to tell the viewers, American viewers, about hockey.
Right, how to play, what the rules.
Now, I didn't know anything about ice hockey, but they immediately hired me to play this little Peter Puck. Love That Hockey was my theme. Love That Hockey. The sad part about it, it wasn't sad because I had to fake it, was I was going around to all these stations. And they would ask me intricate stories about plays, and then I didn't know anything about ice hockey. We didn't play it in the West Coast.
Right, right,
But I was at for a while, and I had my share. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you did one of my favorite cartoons, Captain Caveman. I remember that one. You
what was it?
Captain Caveman.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorites, and also Scooby, but I'm just at that.
Yeah.
Captain Caveman was a definitely.
Yeah, I think I did two of those.
Yeah. Did you enjoy doing the voiceovers for the cartoons?
Absolutely. It was the easiest thing to do because you don't have to memorize lines. You don't have to dress up. You just go in and you do it right there. Yeah.
Right. Bing, bang, boom. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't do it not that way anymore. Now, a lot of the auditions, and when you audition, people here, I don't know how they do it in the West, East Coast, but they send in their auditions.
Right.
Yeah.
So you auditioned for these voiceovers?
Yeah, in those days. Well, after a while, someone would say, "Let's use Ronnie because he did this commercial." So they play that and then hire me.
Mm.
And so I did that. And then I was very lucky enough early on, not really early on, but fairly early on, to be able to do 7 Disney films.
Right.
One of them was a complete voiceover, which was The Cat from Outer Space, a full-length movie, and I was the voice of the cat, Jake the Cat. And that was very popular. It was Ken Berry and McLean Stevenson and Sandy Duncan and a bunch of people. And my favorite guy, Harry Morgan.
Oh, yes.
I love working with him.
Don't you also have a book out? What's it called? The Cat from Outer Space. No?
They say there's a cartoon. Yeah, something like that, but I'm not involved with it.
I thought you were.
Well, I should be. I'm the voice.
Oh, yeah. Hello. You would think so, right? Well,
yeah.
You did the voice of Jason on Battle of the Planets.
Yes, that's right. 155 episodes, by the way.
That's a wow, wow.
And guess what? I'm the only one living today of the cast.
Really? Wow.
Casey Kasem. A very talented Janet Waldo. Who he was such a funny guy. Did the thing with the goaters and a mule is a mule and dun, 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 dun.
A horse is a horse. Mr. Ed. Young.
Alan Young. You got it.
Yeah.
We got to be good friends because he was, but they're all gone now. There's nobody left. Yeah.
Well, thank God you're with us, and you have been in so many of my favorite shows. Andy Griffith, Patty Duke show.
Three of them. Three Patty Dukes.
Yep. And also, even more current, yesteryear, The Wayans Brothers, Step by Step.
Yes,
Golden Girl, Saved by the Bell. I mean, everything. You've been in.
I think I'm the only guy that successfully. What's her name on the Golden Girls? Blanche.
The mother. Right?
No, not the mother. Not the mother.
Dorothy.
You said it the first time.
Wait a minute. There was Dorothy, Blanche.
Blanche was a tall, thin one, right?
No, you're talking about Bea Arthur's role. She played Dorothy. Wasn't her name Dorothy?
I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I went in there for the reading, I read the script and I thought to myself, well, I'm too young for her. I'm not going to. Guess what? I ended up dating her at the end.
And you're a lot shorter than her, too.
Oh, God, yes, yes.
Yeah, I love Bea Arthur. Oh, my God. When she
very
was
talented.
Maud
very talented.
Maud was fabulous. Maud was
yes, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
And you were another one of my big favorites, Love American Style. I love
I just,
that song.
I did 5 of those.
Yeah, I love the theme song to that as well. Not only was it a good show, but it's like, Love American Style. That's me and you.
That's right.
I love the theme song.
I also did Love Boat. Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
I played the director on that, yeah.
Oh, man, you did Charlie's Angels, One Day at a Time, Happy
Oh,
Day.
Yeah. I forgot it. You're bringing me all these things that I forgot about. And Charlie's Angels.
How could you forget?
I don't know. Charlie's Angels, I played their coach. They did a marathon, the three girls, I was their coach. Oh, that was a fun show. Yeah.
Yeah, and Too Close for Comfort. We actually, you know, Lydia Cornell.
I know. Help me on that, Lydia Cornell.
Too Close for Comfort. That was Lydia Cornell with Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, yes.
Yeah.
He was a friend. He was a friend.
Yeah. Lydia's a friend of the show. She's been on before. I'm trying to do something for her anniversary going on.
I in that show I dated her niece, niece.
Really?
And he blew up, and at the end puts me down, and I leave, and I don't, because, you know, I was too old.
Well, that's a great cast, too. I had 10.
Yeah.
Audrey Meadows. Was it Audrey Meadows or Jane Meadows? One of the Meadows girls.
One of the Meadows.
Yeah. One of the Meadows over the sea through the mountains.
Oh, down in the meadow. Yeah. We had a great time on that show because... as I say, Ted was very funny.
Yeah, it was a great cast. And now in 2019, you worked with Richard Dreyfuss on something on Netflix. What was that?
Okay. In 2019, Netflix came up with the producer, came up with a show called The Last Laugh. And it was a story of a comedian who had retired and comes out of the business after 45 years.
Hmm.
And they immediately thought of Richard Dreyfuss as the comedian, mm-hmm. and Chevy Chase as his agent, and they hired me to coach Dreyfuss.
Oh, wow! Hmm.
That was my connection to that show. It's still running, I think. Well, I'm not in it, but I do get credits.
I have to tell you, Ron, it's funny. I got to be the only person in the country or on this earth that has not seen a Netflix show. And people think I'm crazy, but it's the God's honest truth.
Is it too much trouble?
Time, I guess. Time is an issue. I just don't have time. But
well, you should. There's some good ones.
I heard.
I'm watching one now that, I mean, the 19th episode is called The Restaurant. It's a Swedish show. And I can't wait. Every evening I watch two chapters.
Well,
so
I heard everybody's like
Sundance.
Everybody's addicted to, like, these shows and their series.
Yeah.
And they binge them and everything. It's like crazy.
Well, and when you're talking around people that are in the business, which is very few left, but I hang with, they're always talking about all these shows. I haven't seen any of them. I'm like you. I haven't watched that many Netflix.
No, I'm not. You know? I'm just, I don't know. I've got my TV. I watch TV what I have, and I Netflix.
Too much trouble. Too much trouble.
Right. If it's somebody's got it on, maybe I'll watch it. But I don't know. I've never even attempted it. But
I do highly recommend when you get a chance to watch The Restaurant. I was talked into it. And I'm really stuck. It's Swedish.
Well, that's the problem that I'm hearing is that once you start watching this stuff, you can't get away.
Binge. Everybody's binge watching out here.
Well, especially nowadays. My goodness. Now
we have
now,
a. Go ahead.
No, you go. Go.
No, I was just going to say every Friday. Well, during the pandemic, we're doing it by what do they call that?
Zoom.
Zoom. Which I don't like, by the way. But anyway, we used to meet at a place called, God help me, an area where people go and buy things, food, stuff like that.
Right, okay.
And all of a sudden, they're all in showbiz, and their entire conversation now is, did you see this? No, did you see this? I haven't seen any of them.
It sounds like a sitcom in itself.
You know what I do? Every once in a while, I'll say, "By the way, I saw a great
Gunsmoke reruns. You guys would like. And they
said, "Ah, shut up." By the way, I do watch Gunsmoke every day.
Well, me too. I like the old stuff. I prefer it. I want to.
So
I want to go back in time to a simpler time when life was happy. So.
I agree. But it's, I don't think it's ever going to be that way again.
I don't think so either. But sadly, you know. But well, let me ask you, Ron. If this wasn't a pandemic, we weren't allowed to go out. We weren't allowed to work, go act, and everything. What would you be doing these days?
Well, I have three engagements that I've had to put on hold. One was the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show, which they had a big convention in North Carolina, and I couldn't do that. And that was a couple of weeks ago. And then I have in February, I'm going to Lebanon, not
really?
The country.
Oh, okay.
Lebanon, Ohio. To do a one-nighter, and I don't really care to work that much anymore. I'm just resting on my laurels.
Well, you've done enough. I mean, my God, you deserve a break.
I can retire.
Absolutely, you've done plenty. My goodness, your credits are humongous.
I deserve a break today. Remember that?
Yeah. You
deserve a break today. Yeah.
McDonald's.
Oh, that's right. Well, I deserve a career. Oh, I did a McDonald's commercial.
You know what? I was going to say, I think I recall seeing you in a McDonald's commercial.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, if you watch television in, up until maybe 2 years ago, you saw me.
Oh, yeah.
People who don't know me say, would I see you? I said, you've seen me many times. You just don't realize it.
Right. Well, I'm a TV junkie, so as you can tell. So I mean,
good.
I know. I remember all the old shows, and I try to stay current. If I don't catch it while it's airing now, I catch it in reruns. So, you know, what is your favorite sitcom right now?
The one, Gunsmoke.
No.
You mean Running Now?
Yes.
Oh boy, that's a good one. You know, I don't think I have a favorite. What's your favorite? I'll play off that.
Well, I like Mom.
No, haven't seen it.
Allison Janney.
I know who she is.
Yeah, it's really funny. Oh God. I mean, I don't get to see it when it's originally on. I catch the reruns for that. Tuesday night was kind of happening there for a while. You had Roseanne, but then it became the Connors, which the Connors actually I thought wasn't bad without her.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, then after that was the Goldbergs, which was kind of funny. But I mean, I really don't have the time to sit there and watch on, you know, full, like back in the day. On a Tuesday night, we'd have Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I did three Happy Days.
I know. And then on Thursdays, you had, Seinfeld, Friends. And then on Wednesdays at one time, what do we have? You know, we had all the soaps. We had Dallas. We had, what was the name of the one with John Forsythe? Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, Dynasty. You know what I missed doing? Acting in, and I would love to have seen it because I've seen all the reruns, is MASH. I thought MASH was a great show, and I never did get this, or I wasn't interested in doing it until after.
I was going to say, you were on MASH.
No, I wasn't.
Really?
I wasn't on MASH. No.
I thought you were. Hmm.
I wish I was.
Hmm.
I wish I was because I love all those actors. And
There's your Harry Morgan.
Oh, God, he was such a good friend. And he's such a great guy. He has a history of movies like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I was watching the Oxbow Incident the other night, 1944, with Henry Fonda, and he's a sidekick. I mean, this is...
Wow. Yeah, and it's amazing. We've lost so many amazing, incredible actors and actresses.
That's right.
And
you're right.
It's a shame.
Right.
It seems like it's all happening at once, too. It's like, the last 2 years or so, it's like we're losing so many people.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm glad we have you, and
well,
many more to you, and I know you will.
Well, I'm semi-retired, and if something comes up that interests me, I'm going to do it if I get an offer.
Why
Otherwise, not? I'm happy.
Right.
Ensconced here in Southern California with this pandemic, and I hope that'll be over.
Do you have any kids, Ron?
I have two boys.
Are they in the industry or no interest?
One is.
Oh,
one is. He's a. Well, he's done. He produced and directed two. He's a surfer, a California surfer kid.
Oh, wow.
And he produced two surfing movies that did very, very well. You know, when you do those independent surfing, you don't really make any money, but you get a lot of action.
Right.
He's done that, and now he's been working on a movie called Marathon. I can't think of it, but it's a. It's a take up on the Andy Griffith Show, and he's doing that now. He's kept busy. And my other one is works in computers. He's married a lady from Napoli, and I have a half Italian granddaughter who speaks Italian. And I have a wife of 50 years, 12 of the happiest years of my life, as I used to say. No. I've been married to her for 50 years.
Wow. God bless.
Yeah, it's been going on. It isn't easy, but it's better for me.
Yeah.
It's better than the end of life because before I got married, I was working in Vegas, and, you know, for showgirls and
it's hard to keep a relationship when you're in the
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Right. And for to have a marriage for 50 plus years, that's amazing. So that's great.
I think we'll stick it out.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I think I'll keep her.
Yeah. But I've been hearing good things about the South Shore of Jersey. Everybody says, when I say, people say New Jersey, that gets a bad reputation. When you say, South Shore is great.
Oh, the Jersey Shore, we call it.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore's all right. It's okay.
Okay?
I haven't been down in years. I hate the traffic. That's why I won't go. I hate it. It ruins my time. I go down, I have a great time, but then I have to sit in traffic for 3 hours for an hour ride, which is ridiculous.
You're a stay-at-home.
Not really. I just don't want to go and ruin a. I just went and had a great time at the beach with my family, the kids, blah blah blah, and then I got to sit in traffic for 3-4 hours. That's not my cup of tea, you know. It takes away the whole enjoyment of the day.
This is actually my interview, but I'm just interested in asking. No, I was interested. Are you? Were you married? Have you been married? Or did that?
Yes, I'm married. Yes, I'm married.
For
almost 30 years, and I've got boys. Two boys.
Okay.
21 this month and 19 in June.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about taking the 21-year-old down to Atlantic City to celebrate his birthday. So
do it. Do it.
But he's not a gambler. The 19-year-old likes to gamble. The 21 doesn't. So it'd be more fun for me than him. So
maybe you can talk him into it.
Yeah, well, it's my birthday too, so I'm hoping I can.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we share the same day, so I'm hoping that I can talk him into it. So
48 or 49? What are you? 48, 47, 46.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I, you know.
Don't tell me, but
I don't mind saying because it's funny. I honestly don't know because you're gonna think it's crazy. I have to ask how old I am this year because I'm either off a year or two. I'm either gonna be 55 or 56. 1964. I'll be 56.
Keep doing it. That's good.
You know what? It's just a number, hon. You know, it really
is. That's you're absolutely right.
As long as you're young in the heart and the mind and you're healthy, you're good to go.
You're absolutely right, John.
You know, and it's a God's
honor. How long have you had this show?
I've been on a year, actually. And we've been doing great. Yeah, it's amazing.
Great.
It's amazing. We have some amazing guests just like yourself, and it's great. And I call it Applause Radio Show because I want to give you guys the applause you deserve.
Appreciate it.
without you guys, we wouldn't have what we had. And you know, let's give you what you deserve.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yes,
appreciate it.
And it's an absolute thrill for me to speak to all you wonderful folks, and a thrill beyond a thrill knowing that.
Who's
coming up next? Let's see. Who we got coming up? On Wednesday, I have Donna Lauren. She's a 60s icon. She was in movies she did Shindig, a whole bunch of stuff. And Alexander Morris, lead singer of the Four Tops.
Yeah, I've heard of all those people.
We just had Barbara Eden on the other day.
Yeah.
We had Christopher Atkins on the other day.
Oh, sure.
We had Catherine Lee Scott. You probably know her.
Uh-huh.
Who else do we have? We've had some really good people on.
That's great.
Allison Arngrim, Rich Little.
Rich Little's a friend of mine. Yeah.
Richard Bay.
Mm-hmm.
My God, the list goes on and on. We've really Paul Peterson, you probably know him, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's still around, huh?
Yeah, we've had some great folks on. Yeah,
keep them coming.
No, please. Hey, you know anybody who wants to come and chat for a half hour?
You know what I'll do? I'll look into my ones that are left, and I'll look into it, and I'll recommend you through Lori.
Well, tell them if they want to come and have a good time and hang out for a half hour and share their love.
Well, I've enjoyed our get together.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. So where could folks find out more about you if they wanted to get in touch with you, Ron? you have a website or?
No, I do, but I don't know anything about it. I have a manager, but I don't do anything. Actually, he does all that stuff. But he sends out my pictures and everything like that. But I guess the best thing to find out about me is to do what most people do, and that's on the internet.
Are you on Facebook or anything or no?
Yes, okay. But I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Oh my goodness!
I let that. No, that's.
You're worse than me. I have no tech experience, nothing at all. And I, you know what? And I don't care to know because it's
no, I don't either.
Yeah, it's just too much for me.
I'm gonna write it out this way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my God, Mr. Shell, thank you so much. It's been
Joanne. It's been nice talking to you. I hope that we run across you again.
I would love that.
We'll do it again. And if you ever want to have another 5 or 10 minutes, call me.
I have your number, and if you want to call me, you have my number. If you
I sure do.
If you're working on a project, please come back and let me know, and we'll let
might do that
know.
Might
we'll
do that
me. All right, and I don't want to get it over the phone, over the radio. Can I call you later for
anytime
or something, and I'll send you the info where you can hear the show.
I'd like to hear it. I really
Absolutely.
Would I hear all my stuff.
All right,
appreciate it.
Give me a little while, and I'll give you a call and give you that information.
Okay, great.
All
I'll
right.
talk to you.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ronnie Shell from Gomer Pyle, from every commercial you ever saw in the 70s.
and get the buy the book. It's worth it.
Yes, and the book. Hey.
Amazon Books.
Yes, Gomer Says Hey. The Inside.
You got it.
Inside the Manic and Much Love Gomer Pyle. Check it out.
That's right.
It's on Amazon. Thank you again, sir.
Okay,
pleasure. Man. Please stay safe, stay well, and
you too.
Come on back now. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Thank
Bye,
you,
hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I can't tell you how much. I don't know. You guys might think I'm crazy, but it's a thrill for me to speak to these folks, and I really wish I could hang out with them just for a drink would be fabulous. And not that I drink, but I mean, just to say thank you. That's the bottom line, to say thank you to these guys, because without them, we really wouldn't have what we have today. Is today's stuff good? I don't know. But without them, we wouldn't have it. They're groundbreaking. They've given us what we have and our childhood. My God, I mean, growing up with them, that's what we did, and I appreciate them more than you know. So thank you so much, Ronnie Shell, for joining us. So coming up, as I was telling Ronnie, on the 14th, we've got Donna Lauren. She is a 1960s icon, movies, music, modeling, you'll know her when you see her, when we hear her and talk to her. And following Donna on the 14th is Alexander Morris from the Four Tops. Can't wait. Stan Goldman on the 18th. He's a legal expert and author. We're going to discuss what the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg means to us, the country. We don't usually do politics, but I love Stan. He's been on before, and he knows. He's an expert, so we're going to get the scoop from him. And then on the 21st, Jude Morn. She is a rock author, and she recently wrote the book America the Band. It's an authorized biography, and we're giving away an autographed copy to one of our lucky callers. And on the 25th, I'm excited. I'm a huge fan of Stacey Ladisaw, one of our singers from the 80s, and I love her stuff. And then on the 28th, we've got Patrick Roaster. He's an author, and he just, I believe it's a recent release, The Obituary Writer. And we're giving away an autographed copy of his book. And on that night, we're also going to give away an autographed copy of The Dark Shadows from Catherine Lee Scott. I have it here. It's, I don't know the title off the top of my head, but I will announce it to you guys to let you know that we are giving it away. So thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Mr. Shell. It was a pleasure, beyond the pleasure. What a sweetheart. And our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Their T-shirts are for sale on our website at applauseradioshow.com. Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer West Hudson Publishing Company in New Jersey, Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, Oral Satisfaction is Guaranteed, and our new sponsor, member of the family, happy to have them, GenieBottles.com, the artist Mario Della Casa. He creates the I Dream of Genie bottles, and they are absolutely gorgeous. And he's sending me one, and I cannot wait to get it. And we had a lucky winner when we had Barbara Eden on, and they won the bottle, and he was ecstatic. I believe Stephen from Maryland won the bottle. Congratulations again, Stephen, and I hope you enjoy the bottle. And thank you to GenieBottles.com for furnishing the bottle. So what's today? Today is Sunday. With all the craziness, how about we end it with Be Kind tonight? Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Happy Columbus Day. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day off if you celebrate the holiday and your company gets it. Hope you all have a great one. Take care. Here we go. Be kind, folks. We need to. Bye-bye. Be kind.